6:54 at 580 CFRA. Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us now. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
So they're lowering what they think would be adequate physical activity guidelines for Canadians. Participation saying for children, it could go down to about half what they have been recommending up till now. They had been recommending 90 minutes a day. They're saying, well, try for an hour 6 days a week. And for adults, they're saying try for about 20 minutes instead of the 60 minutes daily. Try for about 20 minutes 6 days a week, or 25 minutes 6 days a week.
Well, part of the problem with guidelines, and I think it would make an interesting poll, Steve, is to ask everybody whether they were aware of the original guidelines to begin with, because guidelines are only as good as the knowledge of people to know what they actually are in the first place. And with regards to exercise, I mean, the focusing on exercise, yes, exercise is good. I mean, it improves cardiovascular health, it reduces your risk of diabetes, increases your mobility, you know, it keeps you functionally active and independent, can extend your life. Does it help you lose weight? Probably not, despite what people like to think. Exercise will not really help you lose weight. If this is what they are implying in their guidelines as a means to manage weight and manage obesity in our society, that's not the way to go. And the reason is that these guidelines don't take into account the environment around us. And we've spoken with this many times, Stephen, and Dr. Yoni Friedhoff mentions this too, about how just our environment itself is not conducive to getting people to exercise. We live in areas where you have to get to places by cars. Children are taken to school now by car instead of walking, or they're bused short distances instead of walking. So all these little things, which in the past we did, are now not there anymore. And I tend to follow what Yoni says is that any amount that you can get, 5 or 10 minute bursts here or there, makes a difference. And not to worry so much about the amount of time or fulfilling a guideline or a number, because no one has been aware of it, nor has anybody been following it anyway in the first place.
So the World Health Organization is wrong on this, is having a guideline out there?
It's not a matter of being wrong. It's a matter of no one is following it. And we're saying that we're matching what the United States does. Well, look at what's happening in the United States with regards to health. Look what's happening here with regards to health. I think that when we say you need to get 60 minutes a day, right, and the thought is that 60 minutes has to be done all at the same time, it becomes very difficult. I challenge anybody to say that, I do this every day 60 minutes. There are a few that will, but most won't.
Right.
If, on the other hand, you say, 5-10 minutes where you are at work, and when you have a break, go for a walk, go up and down the stairs, do something just for that 5 or 10 minutes. If you can do that 3 times a day, it's easier to fit those smaller times in than it is to try and get 60-minute blocks in. And I think that should be the message to people. Anything that you can do is helpful, as opposed to sitting and not doing anything for that 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Steve.
Dr. Barry Dworkin.